DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jared Reid in Bonn. European foreign ministers will revisit the idea of relaxing an arms embargo on Syria next week after EU leaders were unable to agree on the issue on Friday. France and Britain are pushing the idea in order to arm Syria's rebels in their fight against the regime of President Bashar al-Assad, but they gained little support for their proposal at a two-day summit in Brussels. EU foreign ministers have been asked to prioritise the issue at talks next Friday and Saturday in Dublin. The German Chancellor Angela Merkel raised her concerns at providing military support to rebel forces.
I have made Germany's position clear. We have a number of doubts about such weapons deliveries to the opposition. The question has to be asked as to whether that will worsen the conflict.
Meantime, Syria has said it may strike against rebels hiding in neighbouring Lebanon if they're not expelled, according to Lebanon's state news agency Sana. The agency says anti-Assad insurgents have retreated into Lebanon after clashes with government forces near the border. And Friday marks the second anniversary of the start of the uprising against the Assad regime. The civil war has killed an estimated 70,000 people. The Vatican has defended Pope Francis against accusations he did not do enough to stop human rights abuses during the so-called Dirty War in Argentina between 1976 and 1983. Francis has been criticised for failing to openly confront the dictatorship, during which tens of thousands of people died or disappeared. The Vatican has rejected claims he failed to protect two priests who were tortured by the junta, saying in fact he had helped to save lives. It's described the claims as defamatory. Meantime, the Pope spent Friday, his second full day as the new pontiff, meeting with all the world's Catholic cardinals. The 76-year-old urged the cardinals to stay strong as the Catholic Church sets out to restore its image, tarnished by years of abuse scandals and Vatican infighting.
Let us not give in to pessimism, to that bitterness that the devil offers us every day. Let us find the courage to persevere and also to find new ways to bring evangelization to the ends of the earth.
Francis is due to be officially inaugurated as Pope on Tuesday in St. Peter's Square. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Italy's new parliament met for the first time on Friday after elections last month gave no party a clear victory. The parties are locked in an impasse. Although the centre-left has a majority in the lower house, it doesn't have the numbers to control the Senate and form a government. Acting Senate President Emilio Colombo told the parliament the gridlock will hurt Italy, which is the Eurozone's third largest economy, preventing its recovery from recession. Zimbabwe is set to vote on a new constitution on Saturday, which would set a limit on presidential terms and increase freedom of the press. But tensions are high on the eve of the referendum after several members of Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's opposition party were assaulted while campaigning in the volatile suburb of Mbare in the capital Harare. A spokesman for the Movement for a Democratic Change party has accused supporters of Zimbabwe's leader Robert Mugabe of being behind the attack. The new constitution would curb Mugabe's presidential powers and lay the groundwork for elections in July that would end an often acrimonious power-sharing deal between Mugabe and Tsvangirai. The former German Interior Minister Otto Schily has accepted political responsibility for a series of neo-Nazi murders that happened while he was in office. Schily appeared before a parliamentary inquiry on Friday, but denied he'd failed to give enough attention to the threat of right-wing extremism during his time in office, which was between 1998 and 2005. The parliamentary committee is looking into 10 murders between 2000 and 2007. 8 of the victims were of Turkish origin. Beata Schäper, the surviving member of the neo-Nazi group, the National Socialist Underground, will face trial in April over her alleged involvement in the killings. And in the Champions League, Bayern Munich have been drawn up against Juventus in the quarterfinals, and they're expected to face a tough time against the Italian powerhouse when they meet on April 2. The return match is on April 10 in Turin. Borussia Dortmund go into their quarterfinal tie as the clear favourite over Spanish side Malaga, but say there'll be no room for complacency against on April the 3rd. And on the Bundesliga on Friday night, Wolfsburg are up against Fortuna Düsseldorf. This is Jared Reid for Deutsche Welle News.